The Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 5. Becoming Qualified to Inherit the Promised Land. Saturday, Related Verses. Deuteronomy 8:6. Therefore, keep the commandments of Jehovah your God, walking in his ways and fearing him. Deuteronomy 23:4. And he shall say to them, Hear, O Israel. You are drawing near to the battle against your enemies today. Do not let your heart fail. Do not be afraid, nor alarmed, nor terrified of them. For it is Jehovah your God who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Ephesians 4:1. I beseech you, therefore, I, the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. 2 Peter 1:4. Through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. Revelations 22:1-2. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. And on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Suggested reading. The vision of the New Jerusalem reveals that we should take God as our unique way. In the New Jerusalem, there is just one street, which is a pure gold, signifying that the nature of God is our way. The river of water of life proceeds out of the throne of God and of the Lamb and flows in the midst of the street. This indicates that God is both our life and our way. We take God as our life, and his life with his nature then becomes the way in which we walk. Today, we all should fear God and walk in his ways. In ourselves, we do not have the strength or the capacity to fight. If we trust in ourselves, we will not have any assurance that we will be victorious in the warfare. As we are fighting, we need to realize that we are fighting for what God has given us. The good land has been given to us by God, but we still need to fight against the enemies. We should not only pray, but also fight. Actually, we are not the ones fighting, for God goes with us and fights for us. Once the enemies have been defeated, the land will be cleared for our inheritance. The principle with this fighting is the same principle that is found throughout the book of Deuteronomy. This principle is that God wants us to do certain things, but he does not want us to do those things by ourselves. It is our duty to fight, but we cannot fulfill this duty by ourselves. We can fulfill our duty to fight only by faith in the Lord. We need to believe that the Lord has ordained us to fight and that he will fight for us. We should simply take his word and obey him, knowing that the outcome depends on him. If we fulfill our duty in this way, the Lord will be pleased. The whole church is an army, but not everyone has to join in the fighting. Whether or not we can participate in the fighting depends on our situation. Only those who do not have any kind of entanglement can join in the fighting. As they are fighting, they should have the assurance to say, I am not the one fighting. The one who is fighting is the Lord in whom I trust. Because we have God's life, we should learn of him to be the same as he is. We need to learn to care for the interests of our brothers, the fellow members of the body of Christ. We must also learn to be without mixture, but pure in every way and every aspect. Moreover, we should love the producing things and be careful not to lose the right to enter the congregation of the Lord. In order to do all these things, we need the divine life, a life that works with God for his people. If we thoroughly study all these matters, we will know God better and also know what kind of person we should be, what kind of being we should have, and in what kind of way we should walk.